villages in Terego district have been challenged to ensure proper care and protection of water sources to avoid outbreak of waterborne diseases.
Communities across Terego district are being mobilized to strengthen sanitation practices around water sources amid growing concerns that poor hygiene near wells and boreholes could expose residents to dangerous waterborne diseases. Local leaders warn that the continued misuse of community water points through activities such as washing, dumping waste, or allowing stagnant water to accumulate around the sources poses a serious public health risk to households that depend on these facilities for daily use. David Adwa, the district water engineer for Terego, says protecting water sources is an investment.
My appeal to all of us taking ownership of these facilities, we need to avoid open defecation. We put latrines at our toxic level and then avoid odation. Let us manage our water sources very well.
Echoing similar sentiments, the LCT chairperson of Katrina Sub-County, Moses Mandebo, says safeguarding water sources must become a priority for every resident if communities are to remain healthy and productive.
And it's going to be upon us to ensure that these sources are protected, because the rest of Terego, your survival is dependent on how Katrina manages the sources of water.
Public health data shows that nearly 70% of rural households rely on communal water sources, yet inadequate sanitation around these facilities contributes to a significant portion of waterborne infections. This is Martin Anguyo reporting for Radio Parches News.
The health news on Radio Parches.
Meanwhile,